The Papua New Guinea government has bowed to public pressure and relaxed a ban on the importation of Australian vegetables. The ban was introduced as the El Niño weather pattern started to strongly affect PNG's agricultural production, and it's led to a range of vegetable shortages across the country. Our PNG correspondent Eric Torchek has been keeping track of the ban and has discovered it's had an impact on people's cooking habits as well as the economy.
For the last month or so, Port Moresby residents have been hoarding or trading an increasingly rare commodity, onions.
The brown gold is what we're calling onions, brown gold, and it's like a real black market in them. I had like six, so I was rich.
Onions are one of 14 vegetables the PNG government stopped Australia exporting to Papua New Guinea in August. The ban was intended to help local farmers, but they haven't been able to meet demand. Yap Sen Bok is the operations manager of Port Moresby's biggest supermarket.
Everybody is feeling the pinch that things are not available at the moment, and the prices have shot up almost, I could say, triple or double, especially the onion.
The ban coincided with one of the worst El Niño-induced dry periods PNG has experienced. That means farmers in the PNG Highlands, where most crops are grown, have had a terrible season. Mr. Yap says they may have needed more time to meet the demand anyway.
When we imposed the ban, we didn't expect the drought to take place. It was a surprise. Of course, what we see, veggie, is not something you can press a button, you product, the thing will come out. You need time, 3 months, 4 months to plant.
All over the capital, customers are complaining.
Everyone in Port Moresby is talking about it, and it's just like hell. It's how can we have taste without onion?
Yeah, we just walked in talking about onions. I mean, it feels different. I mean, onion makes flavour to the food. Unfortunately, we don't have it here anymore.
There are still some onions making it to Port Moresby from the Highlands, and more intrepid shoppers report buying them from street markets. But they're paying highly inflated prices. This shopper tells me onions used to cost 30 or 40 toya, which is about 20 cents each.
And how much are they now?
Maybe 2 kina for one or something like that.
So they've gone up like five times the price?
Yep, exactly.
And has that made them unaffordable?
Maybe some of them have to dig deep into their pockets to have them, especially those onion lovers.
But relief is on the way. The PNG government has temporarily relaxed the ban on certain vegetables, including onions, and shipments are heading north from Queensland. They won't come a moment too soon for many shoppers.
I'm going to basically be so happy. Like, there's meals you can cook and flavour that's going to go into things, and I can stop hoarding them because it's like, oh, I've got three onions. Is this meal onion worthy, or should I really hold on to it? I'm sure they're probably going to go off before I use them because I'm so, like, careful about where they go.
This is Eric Torchek reporting from Port Moresby for Correspondence Report.